Om Shanti. 31st August 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you be an embodiment of all attainments and finish all name and dress of sorrow and peacelessness with your spiritual intoxication. To have spiritual intoxication means to see souls while walking and moving around and to be soul conscious. By having this intoxication, you experience all attainments. All sorrow is removed from a soul who is an embodiment of attainments and has spiritual intoxication. There is then no name or trace of sorrow or peacelessness, because sorrow and peacelessness arise from impurity. Where there is no impurity, how could there be sorrow or peacelessness? Pure souls have natural happiness and peace within them. May you be an embodiment of all attainments and finish all name and trace of sorrow and peacelessness with your spiritual intoxication. Baba has often talked about this Narayani intoxication, this spiritual, godly, celestial, unworldly intoxication, and today Baba is saying two things. One is soul consciousness and second is purity. When there is soul consciousness or you have soul conscious vision, you experience no sorrow, no trace of unhappiness. Wherever there is purity, there is no unhappiness, no trace of sorrow, suffering, misery, pain. The souls who are very much pure, they experience natural happiness and peace. So those souls who are impure, they also have peacelessness then, in contrast to peace and happiness of purity. So spiritual intoxication of two things, soul consciousness and purity. Purity is included in soul consciousness, and soul consciousness is included in purity. To remain absolutely pure is a stage of natural bliss and happiness and peace. All the peacelessness has risen from impurity. So Baba is saying us to maintain spiritual intoxication. When you have spiritual intoxication, you have all attainments. So to be spiritually intoxicated about these things, few things are necessary, and we often discuss those things. To get intoxicated, what things are necessary? If somebody drinks wine, when he would be said to be intoxicated? Or what are the signs of spiritual intoxication? The person will stagger. The person will not be in his normal consciousness. He will be talkative. His eyes would be red. He would be talking rubbish. His gait stagger. unsteady, then what else? When somebody drinks a lot. The abnormal behavior. They may get, they keep on talking. They keep on talking, then what else? They get illusions. They get illusions or delusions of grandeur, delusions, anything. Then what else? When somebody, that is known as, in psychiatry they are known, that is known as delusion of grandeur. And what else? They start speaking the truth. They start speaking the truth. Otherwise there is public inhibition. But in the stage of intoxication, they start speaking what is truth. What else? They forget. So there is a forgetfulness of everything. In fact, people drink to forget. There is so much sorrow and there is so much suffering. And they want to forget those sorrows and forget those sufferings. And somebody is hurt sometimes. Or deeply, emotionally wounded. That time they resort to drinking and they drink more. So, what else? So there is no control of speech. There is no control of gait. There is an imbalance. They forget and they forget the codes of conduct or etiquettes or manners. Unruly behavior, unnatural behavior, or even physical signs. They may vomit, gastritis, that is known as alcoholic gastritis. They may have nausea, they may fall down, they may have head injury, eyes are red. Then what else? They will have resort to domestic violence. This domestic violence is very much common in alcoholics. They develop unusual fearlessness. They may hit anybody, they may injure anybody, otherwise, or they may do those things which in the normal stage of consciousness they may not do. So they developed an unusual stage of fearlessness, overconfidence, and what else? Sometimes they become light. No, I am talking of those who are extremely intoxicated. We are talking of extreme intoxication, not those ordinary intoxication. The person who is extremely intoxicated, sometimes they become unconscious. They fall in the gutter and they fall anywhere. They start talking with God. They start having hallucinations. So these are the signs of worldly intoxications. They develop some extra powers. Their physical energy increases. Otherwise they will not be that much powerful. But when they are intoxicated, they can lift up huge things, momentous things. Okay, so these are the signs of worldly intoxication. What are the signs of spiritual intoxications? They will also forget the world. They have nothing to do with this world. This world is a dead place for them. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now. There's a song. So, they forget the world. One. Then, they are so intoxicated that they have nothing to do with the worldly customs and traditions and superstitions and the norms. Whatever they were following till now, they just break all of those norms and worldly customs and worldly traditions and so-called age-old belief systems or rituals, whatever, that are existing. Then what else? A spiritually intoxicated soul. a spiritual drunkard. They talk, they keep on talking with themselves, or they are talking with God. They are talking with those, that God whom others cannot see. Just as those alcoholics, they talk with unknown figures. So here also, spiritually intoxicant, they are lost in some other world. Then, so they are lost, they are carefree, they are fearless, they are undoubting. Then they are, what else? Spiritually intoxicated soul. No worry, no stress, no tension. Then what else? They enjoy. They live in the stage of bliss. They live in the stage of rapture. Spiritual intoxication. A deep spiritual intoxication. Sometimes they may become unconscious. Spiritually unconscious. Total loss of touch with this world. Nothing to do with this world. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, don't care. They develop that don't care thing. They have nothing to do with anybody of this world. Let the world remain or let the world go. They are totally detached. So, those who have spiritual intoxication of soul consciousness and of purity, they enter into that stage of bliss, of happiness, of peace, of purity. Sorrow cannot touch them. They attain natural bliss, natural happiness. Because wherever there is purity, there is happiness. Wherever there is impurity, there is unhappiness. Other way around, wherever there is unhappiness, there has to be some impurity. Whenever somebody is experiencing anxiety, some sorrow, some suffering, some agony, some anguish, some mental turmoil, some emotional disturbance, some unsteadiness, definitely, there has to be some amount of impurity within, some traces of impurity, some sprinkle of impurity within. So that is how you diagnose impurity. Wherever there would be emotional disturbance or feeling of being hurt, then you will feel. You will feel sorrow. It means there is some impurity within. So definition of purity is very vast. We need to understand purity in all its dimension, in all its aspects, all its perspectives. So, two things. One is soul consciousness and second is purity. To be soul conscious, the moment one is soul conscious, many things happen. What are they? A soul conscious soul, what things will happen? Soul conscious is a stage where one forgets the body and its religion. So the body and its religion. What religion I belong to? Religion sometimes imparts ego. A soul conscious soul rises above religion. Second, body and its relationships. Body and relation, religion, body and its relationships. A worldly conditioned soul spends its lifetime thinking of all those relationships as real. He's my mother, he's my father, he's my brother, he's my sister, he's my wife, he's my husband, and so on and so forth. So, soul conscious soul goes beyond these worldly relationships. Third, soul conscious means body and its indulgence, all the bhog, all the indulgence of the body. The moment one gets soul consciousness, soul conscious, the indulgence, their gravity reduces. Then body and all its sanskars, because soul is conditioned from a long time, it has been repeatedly told that you are body and you are body, and it has got hypnotized into thinking that I am body. So much so that if suppose somebody gets a pain on his finger, he doesn't say that I am soul and my body is having pain. He says my body is having pain, or he says I am pain. The experience is of I am pain. I have become the very embodiment of pain. The pain is so severe, my finger is severed. The pain is so severe that I feel I am the pain. I am the very embodiment of pain. So much attached to the body. So, soul consciousness means rising above body and its sanskars. Then body and its memories of the past. Then body and its language. Wherever we are born, we are attached to that language. Whichever place we are born, we are somehow attached to that language. Soul consciousness means to go beyond the language. Just as two people are from one place, the moment they both are Brahmins, but the moment they meet, they start talking in their local language, as if they are different from the group. So that itself is a bondage. Like two persons from Karnataka or Maharashtra or Punjab are meeting, they start talking in their local language. That creates a sort of attachment. So, body and its language. Soul consciousness is going beyond even languages. Because in soul consciousness, the language of soul conscious soul is love, is silence, is not any word. Then, body and place. You are attached to the place where you are born. Even person comes to Madhuban, but if he meets a person coming from the place he belongs to, he says, oh, he is happy. Have we ever said, when we meet somebody, you are from Paramdham and I am also from Paramdham and I am so happy to see you? We hardly say that. We say you are from Punjab and you are from Karnataka and I am also from Karnataka. Which place in Karnataka? Which place in Maharashtra? I also belong to the same place. And we start inquiring. Is it not a sort of body consciousness? This is also a body consciousness. Our interests are international, not even Indian. We are born for the world, not for any particular country, region, state. We do not belong to any country. We are, our interests, our work is universal work. So to remain in that limited consciousness of area consciousness, region consciousness, state consciousness, village consciousness, town consciousness, country consciousness, some city consciousness, this is also body consciousness. We do not belong to any city, any place. We have come for the world. To remain in that higher platform of spiritual elevation, of spiritual consciousness, is soul consciousness. Then, what else? World, body and its world, deha and this world. So, this is also sort of body consciousness. Then food and its tastes, its habits, it can come in sanskars, of course. But yes, food deserves a special mention. Person, he is born in he's in northern India, so he is attached to that northern Indian food. He is born in southern India, he is attached to that southern Indian food. So there is an attachment to food. There are people who come from south to Madhuban and they starve here, because they find this is not the food to our taste. That is also body consciousness. That has become soul sanskars. But then one has to think over it and one has to go beyond even that. One has to develop that ability of spiritual resilience to adjust, to adapt to new circumstances, new situations, new food, new lifestyle, new everything. Because here you are not going to get the things which you like. These are the things which are there. And you need to adjust yourself. And to say that, no, I am very delicate, I cannot do this task. So, these are the different forms of body consciousness. The list can go on and on. So, to have the spiritual intoxication of soul consciousness. Soul consciousness means remaining above all this and thinking that, yes, I am souls. And one of the major body consciousness is I am male and I am female. To go even beyond male and female. There were saints in India who used to roam naked. Can you imagine that? What level of soul consciousness they had. No shame that I am male and I am female. There were female saints. Some of the, what is her name, from Kashmir? Lal Devi. Lal Devi. She used to roam naked. Even Akka Mahadevi. Southern India. So these are some of the souls, they have gone beyond. They did not have that full knowledge of soul and supreme soul. But they used to roam naked. Or some of the fakirs. So that depends on how much. But even that doesn't mean that one who is doing that becomes soul conscious. That's again a trap. Because there are some naga sadhus. They are great traps. So it's not that easy. So, but one needs to go beyond body consciousness, one. Second, to remain stable in the highest stage of purity. There are different stages of purity. And what are those stages of purity? Nobody can tell us. These are the soul's experiences. We will experience those stages of purity on our own. We will know. Last year my purity was here. Purity is such a thing. The graph of purity, there are a lot of ups and downs, you know. One reaches the highest stage of purity in the morning. By evening, the purity comes down. Then next day morning, again it is highest and comes down. Huh? It's river. So purity and vairag, all these things, they keep on, they rise and they sometimes fall. They rise and they fall. There are very few souls who are in that constant and stable acrous stage of purity, where the purity is constantly rising inside. And when the purity rises continuously, there is a subtle spiritual intoxication and the spiritual power increases. And the soul can feel that. So, let the graph, let the chart of purity go up and up and up. Now, last thing, what to do to have spiritual intoxication? We have seen the signs of being intoxicated souls and for what we need to be intoxicated. Now, how to get intoxicated? 5 things are necessary. What are they? We have discussed this many times. Today Baba said, first thing is, increase the dose. If you drink 1 glass of alcohol, 1 glass beer, whiskey, you are not going to get intoxicated. You must drink whole bottle or 2-3 bottles. Yes, peg. So first thing is increase the dose. Increase the dose. When you drink, you should just stagger like this, like this. If you drink this much, you can walk nicely. You can talk nicely. That is not spiritual intoxication. That will not make you forget your sorrows, your suffering. You have to appear drunkard. You know, this is spiritual bar. So, divine bar. So here, you should keep on drinking and drinking. So increase the dose. First thing is increase the, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said to read Murli how many times? 5 to 6 times. Reading one time is not at all enough. Reading as well as hearing, listening. 5 to 7 times. Keep on reading, keep on listening. So increase the dose to get intoxicated. One. Second, increase the number of times you drink. In a day, drinks not 1 or 2 times. Multiple times. First the dose. amount you increase. Second, number of times, frequency, how many times you are drinking. It's not that one time you drank in the morning, you listen Murli and enough. Every hourly, whenever you remember. So that should be the dose. There is a question in medical field, how many times a mother should breastfeed her baby? Often they ask this question, how many times? One times, two times, three times, four times, five times. Earlier they used to say six times, seven times. It's not like that. Whenever baby is hungry, you feed. That is the dose. And there is one more thing. Immediately after birth, after how many hours mother should start feeding her baby? That is the question often asked. Earlier they used to say 2 hours, 1 hour. The answer is as soon as mother and child are comfortable. As early as possible. So here, increase the frequency. Read multiple times. Think multiple times. Churn multiple times. Third, neat solution. Do not mix anything. Water, limca. It has to be very pure solution. Don't mix anything into that. Because the concentration will reduce. So undiluted, concentrated, neat solution to be taken. So Avyakta Murli has to be a neat solution. Keep on reading multiple times and keep on imbibing. Imbibe word means drinking. So that imbibition. So neat solution. Fourth, nothing else should be taken along with this. One is not to mix anything it. Another is person takes many things along with it. Drink also and some pizza or some namkeen and all those things. Nothing. Otherwise your intoxication will not be less. You should drink only. Only one bottle and glass should be there. Nothing else there. No water, no namkeen, nothing. So then there would be intoxication. And last, company, cheers. You should have company of similar minded people. 2-3 drunkards should come together. Then they will drink too much, full. If they are asked who are you, they should not be able to tell who are they. The drinker, they should drink so much. That is the real. At first the man takes the drink, then the drink takes the drink, and then drink takes the man. This is the saying in English. So these are the 5 things which are necessary to get spiritually intoxicated. So increase the dose, increase the frequency, neat solution, don't try to mix any other thing. Don't try to take other things. Reading Murli also and at the same time watching television also, seeing movies also, reading magazines also, worldly magazines. So how you will not get spiritually intoxicated. Reading Avyakta Murli means you are reading only Murli and nothing else. You are reading and you are churning. You are reading and churning. Reading this also, reading novel also. Mixing things. No spiritual intoxication. And last, in group, in Sangatan, in gathering, have a group, have a daily discussion of the knowledge. So these are the ways to get spiritually intoxicated. Earlier we saw signs of spiritual intoxication, and to get spiritual intoxication in what? In soul consciousness and purity. And wherever there will be purity, there will be natural happiness. Om Shanti.